You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, I was running around looking for a place to hide on Sunday because it was not a fun day for me. Oh boy. Let's recap the losing card for you. The only thing that went my way, the coin flips. I cash in both the NBA and the NHL. College basketball, just not meant to be. We'll start with Mac Daddy Hoop's play of the day. He had Marist minus the 2.5 against Iona. I love the play there, but the Gales came out. They shot lights out at Marist. They get the job done. They win the basketball game, and I lose the ticket. Mac Daddy Hoops, by the way, having a great year. He went 3-2 yesterday. He's 56-40 year to date on picking the Mac games, but picking the best bet, not always easy to do. He unfortunately is 4-8 now on the plays he's provided to this podcast. I had Oral Roberts minus the 2.5, and I don't get it. They lost by single digits this year at Texas A&M, at Texas Tech. They took K-State to overtime, but now in the Summit, the wheels have come off the bus. They've lost 7 consecutive games, and on Sunday, the ruse of UMKC completely dominated the action. Embarrassing effort there. I lose not one, but 2 tickets on the Golden Eagles. You back that one on Twitter. But I didn't give you a winner on Twitter, so there's nothing more you could do. Then the game I'm really going to kick myself for, it was Southern Illinois minus the 3 against Northern Iowa. I first had Northern Iowa on my card, but then I said, no, wait a second. I love Ben Jacobson too much. I always lean towards the Panthers. They've already cost me road games here in February at UIC and Illinois State. I'm not going to do a third time. I'm going to bet on them here at Arch Madness upcoming this week. I'm going to go Southern Illinois, final game of the season at home. I shouldn't have flip-flopped on that game. Comes back to bite me. The Panthers put together the performance I expected all year. They played a great basketball game on Sunday. They get the job done, and I lose the ticket. Then I had Michigan plus the 11.5 at Ohio State. I was going to play a Big Ten team that was the underdog, and I flip-flopped between Michigan and Indiana. Of course, I made the wrong call. Indiana rallies to win outright at Maryland. Michigan gets blown out in the second half at Ohio State, and I lose that ticket. Then I'm sitting there late in the afternoon saying, okay, well, could have been worse. I could have had Memphis on my card, too. They're down like 16 at halftime. Sure enough, the Tigers come back. They score 60 points in the second half. They cash with ease, and I didn't have it on my card. So nothing but regret on Sunday, but it's in the rearview mirror. We moved to Monday, and we can finally say it. It's tournament time. Yes, conference tournament action starts today in the Atlantic Sun with a pair of first-round games. And I once again will bet on every single conference tournament game, just like last year. If I don't cover it on this podcast, I will post it on Twitter. I'll post it on my blog. You can follow every single conference tournament game along the way. So here we go. Let's start in the ASUN. Well, before we do so, over the next few weeks, you're going to hear the line, it's tough to beat a team 3 times. You're going to hear that quite often, and you're going to hear it in a few minutes from me. But let's put some numbers to that expression since 2001. And the big thing here to look at is the short favorites. So the short favorites that have won, and short favorites being defined as 3 or less points, if they win the first 2 meetings and they're favored in that 3rd meeting, they actually win only 49.3% of the time. So the expression does hold true in that regard. If you're a short favorite and you've won the first 2 meetings, you actually lose more than you win in that 3rd meeting. Now, as it goes on, 4-6 point band range, 7-9 point band range. The one big outlier to look for there is if the favorite actually lost the first 2 meetings, they do really, really well against the number in that 3rd meeting if they're favored again. So that would be something to circle if we see some of those situational spots arise in these conference tournaments over the next 2 weeks. But now let's get to the ASUN. Game number 1 is in Richmond, Kentucky, the home of number one Eastern Kentucky. So the winner of this game will play Eastern Kentucky on Tuesday. It's number 10 Jacksonville plus the 4 against number 9 Kennesaw State. So Kennesaw State won the first meeting at Jacksonville by 4 as a 4.5-point favorite. Neither team led in that game by more than 6, so that was evenly matched to say the least. Kennesaw State won the second meeting at home by 5 as a 5.5-point favorite. And the largest lead of the second half in that game was the final score. So once again, another evenly matched game. Last 10 games, Kennesaw State was 2-8. Jacksonville was 4-6. In an away, neutral setting, Jacksonville won 3 games this season. And unfortunately for them, the most recent was on December the 2nd. So that's been a long, long time. So that does concern me. Kennesaw State won 6 games away from home this season. The Owls ranked 9th on offense, 8th on defense. The Dolphins ranked 12th on offense, but they are number 1 on defense, so keep that in mind. So I'm hoping the third time will be the charm. Use the expression, it's tough to beat a team 3 times. I'm going to back the team with a better defense. Let's grab the points here. I'm on the Dolphins of Jacksonville, plus the 4 against Kennesaw State. Round 1, game number 2 in the Atlantic Sun. This one is at Stetson. So the winner of this game will play Stetson on Tuesday. I'm going to play number 7, Florida Gulf Coast, minus the 4 against number 8, Queens. So these two split the season series. Queens won the first meeting by 3 at home as a 2.5-point favorite. Neither team led in that game by more than 7, so there's another evenly matched game. Florida Gulf Coast won the second meeting just recently by 9 at home as a 3.5-point favorite. So laying 4 after just laying only 3.5 at home, I'm probably paying a little too steep of a price, but I'm still going to do it. Queens led in that game by 14 before the Eagles rallied on 53% shooting for the game. Last 10 games, Florida Gulf Coast is 6-4. Queens is 5-5. Queens had just 2 road neutral wins in the season, but one was over Stetson in this building, so that could be a factor. Florida Gulf Coast has 5 wins away from home this season, including the last 2 games, winning at North Florida and at Jacksonville. The Eagles are number 2 on defense, number 8 on offense. Queens is number 7 on offense, number 6 on defense. Yes, I probably shouldn't be laying 4, but Pat Chambers has the Eagles peaking at the right time after winning 3 straight. And don't forget, this team did beat Florida Atlantic this season. Maybe they can still live up to that number 2 preseason ranking. Let's lay the points here. I'm going to play Florida Gulf Coast minus the 4 against Queens.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Next up on the card, we go to the MEAC. It's North Carolina Central. Minus the 4 at Morgan State. So the Eagles of North Carolina Central are 16-11 on the season. They're 8-4 in the MEAC, winners of 3 straight, and one of those 4 conference losses was in overtime at home, losing to this Morgan State team 79-72 as an 8.5-point favorite. The leading scorer for North Carolina Central struggled in that game, shooting just 4 of 18, so I am expecting better tonight. Meanwhile, the Bears of Morgan State are 9-19 on the season. They're 5-7 in conference, losers of 4 consecutive games, including back-to-back at home. So it always scares me to bet against the hungry home team, but North Carolina Central has the number 1 offense and the number 2 defense of the conference. Plus, they have the revenge angle. So let's lay the points with North Carolina Central minus the 4 at Morgan State. Next up on the card, we go to the Big Sky. It's Eastern Washington, minus the 8.5 at Sacramento State. So you have the first place team of the conference at the last place team of the conference. Eastern Washington is 14-3 in the Big Sky, 3 straight wins, including an overtime thriller over Montana State on Saturday. So the quick turn after an overtime emotional win does concern me, but Eastern Washington has the number 1 offense and the number 2 defense. Plus, they have 11 double-digit wins this season, 8 road wins and won the first meeting by 26. So after winning two straight, Sacramento State is now 8-22 on the season. They're 4-13 of the Big Sky. So this has been a puzzling team. They beat the likes of UC Davis and UMKC in the non-conference. They actually beat Weber State in the conference, but then they managed to lose 11 consecutive games in conference play. It's the last game of the year. I'm going to lay the points on the road one more time with Eastern Washington minus the 8.5 at Sacramento State in the Big Sky. Next up on the card, we go to the coin flips. In the NBA, I selected the LA Clippers at the Milwaukee Bucks. Total of 230. Heads it is. I'm in the over 230 between the Clippers and the Bucks. Then on the frozen pond, I selected the Florida Panthers at the New York Rangers. Total of 6 in this one. Tails it is. I'm on the under 6 between the Panthers and the Rangers. So let's recap my card for a Monday. It's tournament time. I have number 10, Jacksonville, plus the 4 against Kennesaw State in the Atlantic Sun. I have number 7, Florida Gulf Coast, minus the 4 against Queens in the Atlantic Sun. I have North Carolina Central, minus the 4 at Morgan State, regular season game there in the MEAC. I have Eastern Washington, minus the 8.5 at Sacramento State. Wish I was getting 8.5. That'd be an easy winner in the Big Sky. NBA coin flip, I'm on the Clippers and the Bucks over the 230. NHL coin flip, I'm on the Panthers and the Rangers under the 6. So that's my card for a Monday. I hope it's a bounce back day. I don't know if I can take much more misery like Sunday. As always, everyone, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.